Welcome to Zichu Daf Sin Bani Mem Rabbi Avraham Goldar and Dir Maseches Chulin Daf Lamed Hey, the second parak Hashoichet. The Zichu Maseches Chulin program has been generously sponsored anonymously to help bring a lasting kinyan of Torah to Lomdei Daf Yomi worldwide. So the three topics we're going to focus on. Number one, Rav Yitzchak Bar Shmuel Bar Masa said that if one eats a shlishi l'tumah of chulin shenasu al taras hakodesh, chulin prepared according to the standards of tahara of kadshim, he's still tahar with regard to eating kadshim. Sheinu chadavar sho osa ravi b'kodesh, because there's nothing that can create a ravi regarding kadshim el kodesh m'kodesh b'vad, except a shlishi, a fully sanctified kadshim alone, such as the kedushas aguf, the physical sanctity of kadshim meat. Kadshim, which was merely verbally designated, and certainly chulin shenasu al taras hakodesh, which are not full-fledged kadshim, cannot make other kadshim a ravi. Rashi explains that this is because the entire concept of ravi for kadshim is only with the rabban. Therefore, one who eats a shlishi of chulin shenasu al taras hakodesh is not disqualified from eating kadshim. Later, the Gemara will prove that there actually is a malchokas tanaim if chulin shenasu al taras hakodesh can make kadshim a ravi. Point number two, Rav Yitzchak says that chulin shenasu al taras truma is considered tamei regarding kadshim. So one who eats a shlishi of such chulin would be disqualified from eating kadshim because regarding kadshim, we suspect it's actually a sheni. He bases this distinction on the Mishnah. Bigdei ochei truma midras hakodesh. The clothing of those who eat truma is considered tamei through midras for kadshim. We see that although their clothing is guarded from Tumas Midras according to the standards of Truma, it's not sufficient guarding for Kadshim and makes Kadshim Tame. Similarly, Chulin Shenasu Al Taras Truma is considered Tame regarding Kadshim, and one who eats it is disqualified from eating Kadshim. Rava argues that the specific concern of Tumas Midras is different because we're concerned that Shemateshe Valen Ishto Nida, perhaps his wife sat on them while she was a Nida. Although they avoid this Tumah to guard their Truma, it's relatively common and is a concern with respect to Kadshim. In contrast, Beperi with produce, we are not more concerned that it's Tumah regarding Kadshim. Rav Yitzchak holds that this concern applies to Peri as well. And point number three, in the Mishnah Dav Lamed Gimel Amud Aleph, Rav Shimon said that animals become susceptible to Tumah through Shechita even if blood did not come out. Rav Asi said that Rav Shimon holds Shechitaso Maksheres V'lo Dam. Its Shechita makes the meat susceptible to Tumah, but the blood of Shechita does not. Rabbi Shimon says that Dama Mace, the blood of a dead animal which died on its own, is not Makshir. And Rav Asi explains that he only means to exclude Dam Chagolim, the blood of animals killed not through Shechita, which is Makshir, based on the Pasuk, the Dam Chagolim Yishta, and the blood of the slain it drinks, referring to such blood as a beverage. One might have thought the same applies to an animal which died naturally because Malikatriu, Malikatri Malchamavis. What difference is there whether he killed it or the angel of death killed it? Therefore, Rabbi Shimon taught otherwise. Rabbi Shimon also taught that Dama Kabaso, the blood of its wound, is not Makshir. One might have thought it's like a killed animal's blood because Malikatri Kua, Malikatri Palga. What difference is there whether he killed it completely or killed it partially? Therefore, Rabbi Shimon taught the blood of a wound is not Makshir. So once again, the three points are, number one, Rav Yitzchak Bar Shmuel Bar Masa said that if one eats a shlishi of tuma of chulin shenasu al taras hakodesh, chulin prepared according to the standards of tahara of kadshim, he's still tahara with regard to eating kadshim. She'enu chadavar she'osa ravi b'kodesh, because there's nothing that can create a ravi regarding kadshim, el kodesh m'kodesh b'vad, except a shlishi of fully sanctified kadshim alone, such as the kedushas aguf, the physical sanctity of kadshim meat. Kadshim, which was merely verbally designated, and certainly chulin shenasu al taras hakodesh, which are not full-fledged kadshim, cannot make other kadshim a ravi. Rashi explains that this is because the entire concept of ravi for kadshim is only with the rabban. Therefore, one who eats a shlishi of chulin shenasu al taras hakodesh is not disqualified from eating kadshim. Later, the Gemara will prove that there actually is a malchokas tanaim if chulin shenasu al taras hakodesh can make kadshim a ravi. Point number two, Rav Yitzchak says that chulin shenasu al taras truma is considered tamei regarding kadshim. So one who eats a shlishi of such chulin would be disqualified from eating kadshim because regarding kadshim, we suspect it's actually a sheni. He bases this distinction on the Mishnah. Bigdei ochei truma midras hakodesh. The clothing of those who eat truma is considered tamei through midras for kadshim. We see that although their clothing is guarded from Tumas Midras according to the standards of Truma, it's not sufficient guarding for Kadshim and makes Kadshim Tame. Similarly, Chulin Shenasu Al Taras Truma is considered Tame regarding Kadshim, and one who eats it is disqualified from eating Kadshim. Rava argues that the specific concern of Tumas Midras is different because we're concerned that Shemetesha Valen Ishto Nida, perhaps his wife sat on them while she was a Nida. Although they avoid this Tumah to guard their Truma, it's relatively common and is a concern with respect to Kachim. In contrast, Beperi with produce, we are not more concerned that it's Tami regarding Kachim. Rav Yitzchak holds that this concern applies to Peri as well. And point number 3, in the Mishnah Daf Lamed Gimel Amud Aleph, Rav Shimon said that animals become susceptible to Tumah through Shechita even if blood did not come out. Rav Asi said that Rav Shimon holds Shechita so makshiras v'lo dam. Its Shechita makes the meat susceptible to Tumah, but the blood of Shechita does not. Rav Shimon says that dama meis, the blood of a dead animal which died on its own, is not makshir. And Rav Asi explains that he only means to exclude dam chalgolim, the blood of animals killed not through Shechita, which is makshir, based on the pasuk, the dam chalgolim yishta, and the blood of the slain it drinks, referring to such blood as a beverage. One might have thought the same applies to an animal which died naturally because mali katriu, mali katri malchamavis. What difference is there whether he killed it or the angel of death killed it? Therefore, Rabbi Shimon taught otherwise. Rabbi Shimon also taught that dam kabaso, the blood of its wound, is not makshir. One might have thought it's like a killed animal's blood because mali katri kua, mali katri palga. What difference is there whether he killed it completely or killed it partially? Therefore, Rabbi Shimon taught the blood of a wound is not makshir. All right, so now we go to Siman Daf Lamed Hey, and our standard Siman is the children's choir singing la, la, la. So here goes. The Kohen training the Levim to sing la, la, la in the Kachim choir, who was snacking on some Shlishi Letumah of Chumash Shenasa HaTaras HaKodesh because it would not disqualify his eating of Kachim, was furious when he mistakenly ate some Chumash Shenasa HaTaras Truma, which would disqualify his eating of Kachim, but was relieved to hear that it wasn't Makabal Tumah because Dam Shechita is a Makshir. So once again, it's a motion. The Kohen training the Levim to sing la, la, la in the Kachim choir. La, la, la. That must be on Daf Lamed Hey. The Kohen training the Levim to sing la, la, la in the Kachim choir, who was snacking on some Shlishi Letumah of Chumash Shenasa HaTaras HaKodesh because it would not disqualify his eating of Kachim. Which reminds us, Rav Yitzchak Bar Shmuel Bar Masa said that if one eats a Shlishi Letumah of Chumash Shenasa HaTaras HaKodesh, Chum prepared according to the standards of Tahor of Kachim, he's still Tahor with regard to eating Kachim. She'enu Chadavir Sha'osu Revi B'Kodesh, because there's nothing that can create a Revi regarding Kachim, El Kodesh M'Kodesh B'Vad, except the Shlishi of fully sanctified Kachim alone, such as the Kedushas Aguf, the physical sanctity of Kachim meat. So, the Kohen trained the Levim to sing la, la, la in the Kachim choir, who was snacking on some Shlishi Letumah of Chumash Shenasa HaTaras HaKodesh because it would not disqualify his eating of Kachim, was furious when he mistakenly ate some Chumash Shenasa HaTaras Truma, which would disqualify his eating of Kachim, which reminds us, Rabbi Yitzchak says, that Chumash Shenasa HaTaras Truma is considered tummy regarding kachim. So one who eats a shlishi of such chulin would be disqualified from eating kachim because regarding kachim, we suspect it's actually a sheni. So the Kohen training the Levim to sing la, la, la in the Kachim choir, who was snacking on some shlishi latuma of Chumash Shenasa HaTaras HaKodesh because it would not disqualify his eating of kachim, was furious when he mistakenly ate some Chumash Shenasa HaTaras Truma, which would disqualify his eating of kachim, but was relieved to hear that it wasn't Makabal Tuma because Dam Shechita is a Makshir, which reminds us, Rabbi Shimon holds Dam Shechita is not a Makshir. So once again, the Kohen trained the Levim to sing la, la, la in the Kachim choir, who was snacking on some Shlishi Letumah of Chumash Shenasa HaTaras HaKodesh because it would not disqualify his eating of Kachim, was furious when he mistakenly ate some Chumash Shenasa HaTaras Truma, which would disqualify his eating of Kachim, but was relieved to hear that it wasn't Makabal Tuma because Dam Shechita is a Makshir. All right, so now it's time for our 4 Blah Bach Hazara. Daf Lamed Aleph, so the Siman Daf Lamed Aleph relates to the law, and we use a judge. So here goes. The judge and his wife judge, that must be on Daf Lamed Aleph, the law. The judge and his wife at the knife-throwing contest were so shocked when one of the contestants accidentally dropped his knife and shechted an animal, which reminds us, the next Mishnah states, Naflas Sakim Shachata, if a knife fell and shechted an animal, although it shechted it properly, it's puzzle, as the pasuk says, V'zavachta V'achalta, and you shall slaughter it and you shall eat, implying, Masha Tozoveach Ataochel, that which you slaughter with your own force, you may eat, but not from Shechita which happened on its own. The Gemara infers, but if he threw down the knife and ejected, it would be valid. Even though he didn't intend that the knife should cut at all. So the judge and his wife at the knife-throwing contest were so shocked when one of the contestants accidentally dropped his knife and shanked an animal that she fell off the bridge she was standing on, which made her tower for a chulin, which reminds us, Amoraim discussed Nida Shinansa Batavla, a Nida who accidentally immersed herself. Rav says to Hor Levesa, she is tower for her house, meaning she's permitted to her husband, Basura Lecho Batrum, but she's still prohibited from eating truma since the tefillah was without intent. Yochanan says she's not even permitted to her husband with such a tefillah. Rav explained why Rav ruled leniently regarding the husband because her husband is chulin, he's non-sacred, and tefillah for chulin does not require intent. So the judge and his wife at the knife-throwing contest were so shocked when one of the contestants accidentally dropped his knife and shanked an animal that she fell off the bridge she was standing on that made her tower for chulin. Unlike if she would have been pushed in, she would have been tower even for Truma, which reminds us, the Gemara wonders about the case of the Nida, Shinensa Vatavla, who accidentally immersed herself. If her friends forcibly immersed her, the kavana of her friends to immerse her is a perfect intent, and all would agree such a tefillah would permit her to her husband, and would even permit her to eat Truma. Daf Lamed Beis. So the Siman Daf Lamed Beis is a lab. So here goes. The scientists in the Shechita lab. Lab? That must be on Daf Lamed Beis. The scientists in the Shechita lab who attached high-tech Shehiyah detectors to their knives, which reminds us, the next mission discusses the Shechita disqualification of Shehiyah of pausing. It gives several examples of why one paused during Shechita. For example, one dropped the knife after beginning the Shechita and picked it up and states, Im Shaha Kadei Shechita. If he paused for enough time for Shechita, it's possible. Rabbi Shimon defines the pause as the time needed for bikur, for checking, defined as a taba chacham, examining a knife. Rav defines enough time for shechita as kadei shechitas behema acheres, enough time for shechting another animal from the beginning. So the scientists in the Shechita lab, who attached high-tech Shehiyah detectors to their knives to see whether many tiny pauses that added up to a full shear would puzzle the Shechita, which reminds us, Rav asks, Shehiyos mao shehi starfu, do numerous brief pauses combine to the full measure of pausing to disqualify Shechita? The question is left unresolved. So the scientists in the Shechita lab, who attached high-tech Shehiyah detectors to their knives to see whether many tiny pauses that added up to a full shear would puzzle the Shechita, kept the lung sitting in a wire basket beside them as a reminder that once the cut is severed, the lung is already considered detached, and any later hole cannot make the animal a trefa, which reminds us, Reish Lakish said, that if one shechted the kana, the trachea, v'akakach, nikba hareya, and afterward the lung was punctured before he shechted the veshet, the Shechita is valid. The Gemara explained, Kamanda manchim bidekula damya. The lung is like it was removed from the animal and placed in a basket. Once the trachea was severed, the lung is considered detached, and a subsequent defect cannot render the animal a trefa. Daf Lamed Gimel. So the Siman Daf Lamed Gimel is a peg leg pirate. So here goes. The rabbi who didn't let the goyish peg leg pirate, that must be on Daf Lamed Gimel. The rabbi who didn't let the goyish peg-leg pirate eat from the kishkas of a shechted animal, which reminds us, Gemara discusses whether Ovid Kochavim can eat the b'nei ma'ayim, the internal organs, from a shechted animal. So the rabbi who didn't let the goyish peg-leg pirate eat from the kishkas of a shechted animal told the man who was Tami the Rabban that he would have to jump into the ocean before eating food bought with Maaser Sheni money, which reminds us, Gemara discusses whether someone who requires tevila mid the Rabban, whether he can eat or touch Maaser Sheni. So the rabbi who didn't let the goyish peg-leg pirate eat from the kishkas of a shechted animal told the man who was Tami the Rabban that he would have to jump into the ocean before eating food bought with Maaser Sheni money, while the captive on the lower deck stuck his hands into the base of manuga, making them a tchila for tuma, which reminds us, the Gemara discusses whether hands which enter the base of manuga become Tami as a rishon or a sheni. The Gemara explains that all Tanaim agreeing that bia b'miksas loshma bia, partial entry, is not considered entry, so his body does not become fully tameh by putting his hands in. They disagree about gezera yadav atugufo, the decree imposed on his hands because of a concern of his entire body entering. Rabbi Kiva holds yadav kugufo shavin rabban. The rabbis made his hands as tameh as his body, which enters the base of menuga, meaning a rishon latuma. The Chamim hold they made his hands like the standard tuma imposed on hands, meaning a sheni. Daf Lamed Dalet. So the Siman Daf Lamed Dalet is a ladder. So here goes. The man racing up the ladder. Ladder? That must be more than Daf Lamed Dalet. The man racing up the ladder with tummy foods on each rung, who declared he was becoming as tummy as the food he ate, which reminds us, Gemara discusses Rabbi Eliezer's opinion that one becomes as tummy as that which he eats. Rabbi Baruch Han relates that Rabbi Eliezer argued, Matzinu ochel mechamer mina ochel. We find in biblical laws that one who eats tummy food is tummy to a stricter degree than that of the food itself. Namely, the nevela of a kosher bird is not metame what it touches, but one who eats this nevela is tummy and is metame his clothing while he's swallowing it. Vanu heichu nasa ochel kamacho, and we who decreed tuma on one who eats tame food, how can we not make one who eats it elisa's tame as the food itself? So the man racing up the ladder with tame foods on each rung, who declared he was becoming as tame as the food he ate, was challenged by the man holding the ladder who said he was a lesser degree of tuma, since we find shahamacho chamra mina ochel with regards to shiurim, which reminds us, Rabbi Shua argues, masin shahamacho chamra mina ochel. We find in biblical laws that tame food is stricter than one who eats it, because food becomes tame with a mere kabeya, an egg's volume of food. Yet one who eats tame food only becomes tame if he eats half a pras, which is two eggs. Therefore, we must also make someone who eats tame food a lesser degree of tumah than that which he ate, meaning one who ate a rishon becomes a sheni. So the man racing up the ladder with tame foods on each rung, who declared he was becoming tame as the food he ate, was challenged by the man holding the ladder who said he was a lesser degree of tumah, since we find shamacho chamrim min ochel with regards to shiurim. While the man who ate a shlishi of chun shenasu al taras tumah was forbidden to enter the truma room to eat some truma, since he became a shlishi, which reminds us, Ula says, if one eats a shlishi of chuan, shenasu al taras truma, chuan prepared according to the standards of tahar of truma, nifsal gufa malacha b'truma, his body is disqualified from eating truma because he becomes a shlishi. All right, so now it's time to conclude our pop quiz of 10 questions. Which daf do machlokes if yeshna l'shchita mitchila va'ad sof? That's on daf chavtes. Good. Number 2. Which daf do we learn that shechting, rov of a simon, applies equally to chulin and kachim? That's on daf chavtes. Good. Number 3. Which daf brings many opinions about the duration of shehiya? That's on daf lamabez. Good. Number 4. Which daf do we learn that Rav Shua holds someone becomes a lesser degree of tuma than the tame food he ate? That's on daf lamadalad. Good. Number 5. Which daf do we learn the lung is like it's in a basket after the kana shechted regarding trefas? That's on daf lamabez. Good. Number 6. Which daf do we learn about shechita meforas, the requirement to have a wide open exposed shechita? That's on daf lamed. Good. Number 7. Which daf do we learn if one chopped off the head with one stroke by pressing with force against the neck, the shechita is possible because of the psul of drasa? That's on daf lamed. Good. Number 8. Which daf do you discuss what the din is if one dropped a knife and it properly shechted an animal? That's on daf lamed aleph. Good. Number 9. Which daf do you discuss Rabbi Yezir's opinion that one becomes as tame as the tame food he eats? That's on daf lamed dalet. Good. Number 10. Which daf do you learn that one who eats a shlishi of chun shenasu al taras truma becomes a shlishi and is disqualified from eating truma? That's on daf lamadalad. Excellent. That concludes today's shiur. This is Rabbi Avraham Goldar from Zichru, wishing you a great day and great learning.